hell that I was in, I'd do anything to be better.
I thought like a lunatic.
You gotta just have like that little bit of hope that it will get better.
You're gonna make it.
This began my surrender.
I am a witness of my own growth.
It's a life beyond your wildest dreams, and I just have to say, it works if you work it.
My story, that's what I share.
You're listening to Far From Finished, a weekly podcast where we share new, real-life stories of hope and triumph, told by the people who live them. Today's story comes to us from...
This is Ben Pruitt, a 26-year-old recovering alcoholic and drug addict. I've been in recovery for 4 months and life's been great. I was always a very outgoing individual, always kind of loud and obnoxious and always trying to get attention, I will say. And I think that may have stemmed from the fact that I never really felt like I fit in, because I would always stand out, but I was always able to get myself to be accepted by any group of people. It was pretty easy to do, but even throughout that, I wasn't, there was a sense of emptiness and a void inside of me that I needed to fill by trying to feel accepted by everyone, even though I knew I really wasn't, because I wasn't being a real person. I was always good at sports throughout my entire life. I would always compete heavily, try to do whatever I could just to get on the field, get on the team. I would practice harder than everybody else. And when it was game time, I really didn't care, because I just wanted to play. I didn't care about winning. I just wanted to be in it for the show. So that's another thing, like I said, about the acceptance. But I knew that I was always able to work hard. I was always smart. I would pretty much do whatever I could to prove that I was able to do something. So I would procrastinate all the time. Especially at school, I would always wait till the last minute to do an assignment and see if I could get an A on it. And that only worked for so long. A big turning point for me was in high school, really. Probably about the end of ninth grade. I had gone to a different school, and I just felt like I wasn't being accepted. It was an advanced school. It was fast-paced, and I really couldn't keep up. It was hard. It was a lot of work, and I just didn't want to do all that work. I didn't have the attention span to do that, and nor did I care to. So I switched schools, and when I switched schools, you know, we go back into that whole cycle of trying to get accepted again. So I go from being an outcast somewhere to being a total outcast to people who've been going to school together for like the last 10, 15 years of their entire lives. So I really didn't know anybody, and so I did what I could to fit in. One of the things I did like to do at that time, I had drank before, and I knew that I could party, and I knew I could have a good time. So anytime there was a party, I would go. I would try to go. And just for the mere fact that people would be there and there would be drugs and alcohol. So I got into that probably around 14 or 15. And then when I turned, that was just drinking alcohol here and there, just partying. But when I turned about 17, I decided just on a whim, randomly one day, that I wanted to smoke pot. Randomly. Nobody had to tell me to do it. Nobody had it there. I went out and found it. And that's kind of how I, looking back on it, I kind of know now that that's how I have a problem. I have a problem, and if it's left untreated, it can be fatal for me. So that's kind of my life up until the point of use. Okay, well, my story's a little weird. My parents recognized it, and so they took me to a place when I was about 18. That was about a year in, and I really didn't recognize it then. Those years were honestly kind of hazy. I don't really remember much from the time I was 18 to 20, 21-ish. But when I was about 18, they put me in a treatment center. And I did quit using for about 3 months, and then I went to college. And that's when it really started to spiral out of control. I literally would sit in my dorm room all day, and the first thing I would do if I didn't do anything else was smoke some pot, of course, because it was everywhere. It was available, and I always had it. And I would just sit in my dorm room and smoke and watch TV and go to sleep, maybe go to class. The classes that I would go to, I would get A's in. The classes that I didn't go to, I'd get F's in. That's just kind of how it went. It just would distract me. I was all in or all out, just no matter what I did. It was a huge distraction, and coming from a coming from a good family, you know, where education was a main focus, going to college and screwing up like that, I kind of felt ashamed. So after my first semester, they did pull me out. My parents did, because I wasn't focused, and I actually went to an intensive outpatient program because they knew what was going on. So they put me in treatment again. This is twice now in 2 years. So I took a semester off and then went back to school, and it was the same situation, endless cycle. But this time I was drinking a lot more because I was turning 21, and at that point it was just on every day because I could go to the store and I could get it, and it was easy. So it kind of consumed my life. If I would go to class, the first thing I would do after class is I wouldn't look to get my work done. I would look to go use. No matter what, I was always trying to use, always trying to drink. Whatever you had, let me have it. What are y'all doing this weekend? How can we plan and get the right party drugs for this weekend? Because this artist is coming in town and we need to make sure that we do this right. The focus was on the wrong thing. My focus was being on the scene, and I thought I was cool. I thought everything was cool, but in reality, I was kind of one of those losers that you look at like, damn, he needs to get his act together. I was that guy, looking back on it. So that lasted for a while. And then this is probably the turning point in my life where my addiction really began to spiral. It was a homecoming game. I was about 21. I was 21 at this time still. And we were tailgating, and it was just a huge fiasco. And long story short, I got arrested, and I was expelled from school for disorderly conduct. At that point, I got so depressed, and I was so down on myself because I only wanted to do one thing. I was always trying to do things for everybody else, and my parents really wanted me to graduate. The only reason I was at school is because, you know, it was the right thing to do, and I screwed that up, and I began to drink heavily, and whatever I could do, I would do, no matter if it was, you know, popping a random pill one night, or smoking until I couldn't smoke anymore, and just going and going and going. Nothing really mattered except numbing the pain that I didn't even know was there. I couldn't even recognize it. Because I was so blocked by the fact that I was using all the time. So I did that for a long time. And for that, I was about 21. I went back home. I did some more intensive outpatient. My parents put me in another one. I did that for some time. I was discharged from that for dirty UAs. That summer... I got a bunch of charges. I was stealing, and I got some DWIs, and you really couldn't tell me that I had a problem at that time, even though I was on probation for drinking and drug use, but you couldn't tell me I had a problem. There was no way. I did it because I liked it. That's what I would tell myself. It was the biggest lie ever. I did it because I liked it. But, so after I... Got put on probation. I couldn't smoke weed anymore, and weed was my drug of choice. So they say the disease is chronic, progressive, and fatal. It had been chronic, you know, for about 4 or 5 years, and it was just back to it. And I never thought it would be progressive, even though there were times when I would, you know, randomly experiment with other drugs. But I never got hooked like I was on weed. But when I couldn't smoke weed because of drug test, I decided I would go to different drugs, cocaine. That's when I found cocaine, because I figured it got out of my system very quickly, within a few days, whereas, you know, marijuana takes weeks. But needless to say, I got into a crazy addictive habit where it didn't even matter that it got out of my system quickly, because I was using on the way to my probation office. Thinking some way that I wasn't gonna get tested, that I was gonna beat the system, and I continued to use for a while after that, and then they decided they were gonna put me in jail for a weekend. I went to jail for a weekend, kept using, didn't matter. I just would stop before I would go to my PO, and then it got to a point where I would just start skipping my probation meetings, because I knew I was going to fail a UA. And at that point, it came to a point of disparity where I thought that I just had to go to treatment just so I could get out of probation. So I guess that the circumstances, it was really the only option was for me to go to treatment. So I went to treatment and cleaned up, went to a sober house for some time, finished my probation. Once my probation was done, while I was still living in the sober house, which had been a year at the time, I'd been in the sober house for a year after I'd kind of been faking the funk, needless to say. After a year, I started smoking and drinking again right after I got off of probation while I was in the sober house. And I did that for about 4 months until I just moved out because I couldn't take it anymore. The guilt, I guess, kind of was overwhelming. Even though I didn't really feel bad about it, there was pride there, but I was like, yeah, this is probably better for someone else. Let me get out of here so I can go do my thing without restrictions. Needless to say, I was back, got right back to it. One of my old friends came back with some cocaine, and I thought I could control it quicker than before. I was down in that spiral where it worked for a while, and it would numb the pain. Then after a while, it just stopped working. I wasn't even enjoying it anymore. I was tired of those long sleepless nights, waking up at 2 in the afternoon, wondering what happened to my bank account and who this was next to me. Just crazy. But that being said, I kind of snapped out of it and knew that I needed to go to serious treatment. So I went to a detox and decided I would go to Desert Hope. And that was the smartest decision I've ever made. Well, I went to a detox facility for about a week, and they recommended Desert Hope. The detox facility that I went to, it was awful. And so I left there and immediately went to use. But then the next day I decided I'd call Desert Hope. Called them. It was real easy. I talked to Chase on the phone, and he just hooked me up. He said, yeah, we can get you on a flight, you know, today. What can you do? I was hesitant to go, but I just went, hopped on the plane and checked in. And at that point, when I checked in, I had made up in my mind that I was finished using. That was the first time I had ever willingly gotten rid of any type of drugs before I went. I threw away all my drugs before I left, and that's pretty uncommon for anyone who goes to treatment. But that's how I knew I was ready, because I could do that, and it would just help me provide a better life for me and my family. I was ready to go. I was waking up every day trying to go to every class that I could, eating, working out. It was awesome. It was probably the most memorable time of my life, I will say. It definitely was being up at Desert Hope. I love that place. I'm so thankful for the American Addiction Centers. And then them letting me go, even though I wasn't able to, you know, fund it at the time, and, you know, them trusting me to pay them back, it's just wonderful. Now I actually want to pay them back, and I am paying them back just because of the help that they extended to me. And that's a first, because I've never paid anything back. But I love it. This place saved my life, and I don't know what else to really say. I'm grateful for it. Well, recovery is my number one priority. You know, I would go to, after IOP at Desert Hope for 3 weeks, I actually went to 8 more weeks of intensive outpatient program, which just ended yesterday, actually, for me. But I've learned a lot about myself. I'm able to live in the moment, stay present in the moment instead of worrying about what's going to happen if I do or don't do this. I kind of like to ask myself, where am I? What am I doing? And what am I doing it for? And it just kind of helps me stay focused on the task at hand. And, you know, that's just staying clean for today. That's it. That's the main goal. Stay clean today. Now, I will say that I have goals now, and I'm able to accomplish those goals slowly over time. I can't necessarily focus on the fact that I haven't accomplished them, but I because when I do that, I waste time. But if I stay in the moment and work on the step that I'm on to get to that goal, it does help. So, yeah, as long as I keep doing what I'm doing, I have to keep doing what I'm doing. I have to know that I can't slack on this. I can't let up. I would say fully immerse yourself in some sort of program. Make your recovery the number one priority. I don't necessarily think about not using anymore. I think about staying clean. So I try not to... harbor on the fact that I don't use anymore. What I focus on is the fact that moving forward in life, and if I do use, then I'll fall, because that doesn't fit in my life. So I'm taking steps, and life's the same. I'm not gonna lie. Life, everyday challenges in life are the same. I'm still gonna get upset with people. I'm still gonna have drama with my baby mama. I'm still gonna, you know, have family issues. I'm still gonna get sad. I'm still gonna get upset. I still might end up broke after I pay all my bills. But at the end of the day, I'm not using, and I used to use to deal with all the problems that I'm still going through today. But it gets easier and easier every day, the more you focus on the solution. And drugs aren't the solution. They can be, but it's not a healthy solution. It's not. It doesn't work. It didn't work for me, so.